Jeopardy clue. Here it is. Clue number two, fill in the blanks. He that hath the son hath blank, and he that hath not the son hath not blank. Is it family, family? Is it riches, wealth? Is it life, life? Or is it hope, hope? If you were to say, what is life, life? You would be correct, my friend. What is life, life? He that hath the son hath life. He that hath not the son hath not life. That's what goes into the blanks. And you can find that in the Word of God. Amen? All right. Go ahead. Stick close. We've got so much more to come right here on the Wade Hampton Show.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
For who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. So in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in ministry, Minister Bale, Minister Weston, to the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22. And could you give me just a little bit more volume, please? Psalm 55, verse 22, where we find these words which are recorded. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thank you. You may be seated. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I want to use our topic this morning, God cares about you. God cares about you. That's an unusual topic, but it is also a demonstrative as well as a definitive statement. Those are impressive words, but it also means that it only is persuasive. These words are persuasive because the origin of it, the originality of it, the one who sanctioned, declared, and decreed it is the one that have established it for you and I, and that's the Lord God Almighty. There was never a time that you were not on God's mind. Regardless of how you feel in life, regardless of whatever you are going through, there was never a time that you were not on God's mind. And that's the reason why God cares about you. My brothers and sisters, God has a vested interest in mankind. But mankind does not always have a vested interest in God. And the reason for that is that we have what is called a free will. And that free will would allow me to roam and go wherever I want to go, do whatever I want to do, and say what I ever want to say. But for every action, there is a reaction. For God has established moral laws for us to abide by. And when we fail to abide by the moral laws of God, we simply lower the standards that God has set for us. That free choice is powerful. God gave it to us, but because of the free choices, there are consequences to all of our actions in life. There are times within our lives that we feel as though God does not hear us. Anybody felt that way? We feel that way, my brothers and sisters, in time of trouble. We feel that way in the loss of a loved one. We feel that way when our friends turn their back against us. But in reality, God loves us in spite of the trouble, in spite of the loss of the loved one, and in spite of our friends turning their back against us. God loves us. For God so agape loved the world that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But here's what we need to understand. And the rationale, the things that make us who we are in life, it was recorded by Job. We've learned from Job, he said in Job 14:1, that a man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. You can expect trouble in this life. Life isn't fair, neither is favor fair. But we can expect to go through things in life, but can I give you the good news? God has already equipped you. to be strong enough to endure enough the trouble, the loss of a loved one, friends turning their back against you. God has already equipped you with supernatural blessing that you would be able to stand in the midst of adversity, strife, and problem and still be able to raise your head and move on. That's the kind of God we serve. God has never promised us that in this life it would be easy. The rich suffer as well as the poor. They suffer trouble as well as the poor. As believers, when trouble enter into our life or enter into this equation or supernaturally enter into the hypotheses, we don't run away from God. We run to God. One of the things that we do so many times is when trouble comes, we start running away from the one who is able to restore us, to heal us, and to help us. We run to God in whatever our situations may be because he is there for us because God cares for you. We're told in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord. Capital L-O, capital R, capital D. As Yahweh, trust in the one God with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Stop putting your trust in Sister Cleo. Fortune tellers, hoodoo, voodoo, and you do. Put your trust in God. When you put your trust in the Lord, the Lord then will do what no other man can do for you. So this morning, we are to cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares about you. In that Psalm 55 and 22, it says, cast your burdens, or cast your cares upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In 1 Peter, it states it like this, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. It sounds like God cares for you even in the Old Testament and in the New. And what it suggests to us is that regardless of what age or what dispensation, the church age you're in, the Lord is simply caring for all that he created. You do know you were created in God's image and likeness. And if we are created in his image and likeness, God cares about what he made. He cares about each and every one of us. Today, many of us who claim to be Christians are living our lives as if God isn't hearing us or God is not watching us. We become concerned when our prayers are not answered, but the very first time we prayed, God heard our prayers. And what we need to understand is that the answer to our prayers is in God's time frame. And what I have seen and what you and I are not to give up on our prayer request is because God is doing something uniquely, because there are times he have to move stuff out of the way and establish stuff in order to bring about the solution to whatever your situation is. God is never too busy to hear us. There are times in our life that we get so busy that we forget to pray. But God has never been too busy to not hear from his children. In 1 Peter, it states we are to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, and he will lift us up in due time. Not your time, but in due time. How many times have we as believers humbled ourselves before the Lord? You know, it's been said that a person is humble is kind of weak and wimpy. But in reality, a humble person is a strong person. I'm reminded of Moses.